Next item is subdivision 2005-65, Reynolds Road LLC, Bay Landing Subdivision, amended conditions.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request to delete condition of approval number 3, which states sidewalks will be provided on one side of all subdivision streets. The commission granted final record plan approval for 41 lots on April 14th of 2010. None of the lots in the development have been sold. The developers are also requesting the removal of the proposed top lot and pavilion. Although they were not conditions of approval, they were proffered on the final site plan. And I provided you a letter from the developer explaining this request, and then Mr. Wheatley, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Burton, I faxed the letter.
Yeah, I got it.
To you guys that we received yesterday, and I just handed it to Mr. Ross for his review.
Okay, then. Gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and Shane, are they asking for two conditions? Are they asking for the tot lot being removed and the sidewalks?
The tot lot and the pavilion were not conditions of approval, but they were shown. The condition of approval was the sidewalks required on one side. They're asking to delete that, but then they're also asking to delete the tot lot and the pavilion. They were not conditions of approval, but they were shown on the final site plan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple comments about this particular project.
Okay.
This is one of those projects that's gone through an evolution and transition from, 81 lots or something like that?
85, I believe.
And they're going to have their own septic system. They're going to have 7,500 square foot lots. So I know we originally viewed this as a cluster development with needing a whole lot of other amenities that would make it more appropriate or would be in conjunction with that of cluster development. But at the same time, I'm concerned that we're getting this, seems like an ongoing application for removal of all these amenities that either were proffered. In most cases, they were proffered because in the public hearing, we had discussions about the amenities, and that's why they came back with them on the final plan. Now, apparently, one of the things I'm learning from this process is that instead of letting these things be proffered, we're going to have to start specifying that they're a condition. If you say you're going to have street lights, then that's a condition. I mean, I'm concerned that now suddenly they're wanting to yank all these things out, and what we originally voted on is not going to have any resemblance of what we started out with. So that's one of my concerns.
Okay.
I have to go back to the question. Is if it's on the final, meaning the top lot,
yes,
does that become then a condition of build?
They're showing it.
They're showing it, so
it should be built.
It should, as Lawrence said, well, it should be built.
And that's why they're back here.
Yes.
I think they understand that. I mean, they feel that there are some extenuating circumstances. I don't think there's any question that they understand that they proffered it, and all of the things being equal, they would need to build it. But they're just asking to be relieved of that.
But the difference between proffered and a condition, if it's on the site plan, has no difference.
Probably not in this instance. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Probably not in this instance. I mean, it's certainly a condition might carry a little more weight simply because it was specified by us, you know. In this instance, you know, that's why they're asking, because they know that it's an obligation. I believe they perceive it as an obligation.
Well, it's a detail they put on the site plan as a final. It's recorded. People are buying based on what they see on that site plan, if there's any buyers.
Right.
Since there's no buyers, then it's not unusual that now it's especially in the last year or so, that people come back and ask to do amends to reduce costs. If they had to, was that a condition that the tot lot, it wasn't a condition that the tot lot had to be done by a certain time?
Wasn't a condition that.
And if they put it in now, it could be wore out before they get enough homes in there to show the children enough to use it.
And the other issue at play here is, and it's, that is quite critical, is since there it's not developed, there haven't been any lots sold, there's not the potential for anyone to be harmed at this point. It is much more problematic in these developments where lots have been sold and so on, that it's a real issue. I have to agree with the vice chairman, though, that we may have to be a little more specific, or our applicants need to be forewarned that if they show it, they're going to be expected to build it. In this instance where nothing's been done yet, I don't know that anyone is going to be harmed in particular. So, Mr. Ross, you have an opinion?
I agree with your statement.
And I also think that at 41 units, although sidewalks do create some degree of safety, at 41 units, I don't know that sidewalks are as safety as.
Well, I will tell you how I feel about the sidewalk thing. I think we need to find a way to get around these design problems earlier in the game. I don't know what that way is, or how that would be done. I personally think sidewalks are a good thing because they encourage people to walk, and walking is a good thing and is supposed to be good for us and so on. You run into these design issues, though, where you don't want people walking within 10 feet of your bedroom window. So, I mean, which is what, same situation we've had other places. So I'm hoping that the engineering minds, great as they are here in Sussex County, will somehow come up with a way that to make this all work at some point in the future.
Mr. Chairman, on my farm, we've walked on grass for a long time. It hasn't prevented us from walking. So
I understand. Understood. Point well taken.
I don't know that it encourages
point well taken.
Walk or not. I'm unaware of any ordinance requiring sidewalks. We often encourage that. Sometimes maybe to an extent beyond reasonableness. For example, if you have a cul-de-sac and there's three homes on a cul-de-sac and we require a sidewalk maybe on one or both sides of the streets or whatever, and there's literally no traffic there, there's not a safety issue. So there's certainly a place for sidewalks for safety, main entrances and that sort of thing. And then as you get farther away from the traffic areas, maybe there's less need for them. I agree with you, IG, and at this rate of 40 units, it doesn't seem to be a big issue.
All right, then.
I am, you have something?
I have some more comments, okay. If I might. In terms of a design for the sidewalks or walking paths or whatever, I think there's a very simplistic approach to that is seen throughout our county where oftentimes on our back roads, you'll see where there's lines or areas set aside for bikes and walking paths. So I really don't understand the big difficulty in their designing a road in a development and having a section or part of the asphalt, delineated with striping and marking so it's safe. It really troubles me from a safety standpoint when we have these engineers coming in and saying, oh, gee, we can't put in the sidewalk because we're putting in swales. Well, if you're going to put in a swale.
Gentlemen, if we're going to have a conversation, please do it out in the lobby because we can hear you up here. All right, go ahead.
I can't hear you.
Apparently not.
So when you have these big swales, that to me presents a picture of even greater safety in a situation. And while we do not have a number in terms of what's appropriate, I found it interesting in reviewing the revised site plan that was shown to us that it still included a walking path. And whether I don't understand the diagrams and all that, but it sure looks like the walking path was still included in this revised plan. So, Shane, if you could take a look at that and...
It looks like it to me.
Because it's exactly the same as what was presented to us before, with missing the real expensive tot lot and the real expensive gazebo that they would have had to put in.
That could
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek.
I understand.
That could have been a computer error.
Well, the question before us is the elimination of the sidewalk, the tot lots, and the other thing.
So what you're lobbying for would be a wider street.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a design situation. You know, yesterday I'm driving to Ocean View, and lo and behold, on 26, they got bicycle paths.
Right.
And they were just where they widened
the road. I don't think I want to walk in one, though.
It's different when you're walking versus riding because the direction in which you walk. But, I mean, from a design standpoint, you know, and I say this because the letter that we got from the engineer was expressing all this concern about the sidewalks going to have to be way on the other side of the swale because Delaware Electric Co-op wanted their strip for their utilities, which I don't understand why they couldn't put them on the other side of the road. So, but anyhow, widen the road and set aside a piece of it for walking. And I think what you'll find probably in most of these subdivisions is that the first person that has a party, all their guests are going to be parking in that asphalt anyhow. So it'll make for a wider road. It'll be safer when someone's having a Super Bowl party or whatever. So.
Then the walker has to walk around all those cars parked at that Super Bowl party.
Right. That's right. Or stop it's either at that or walk in the ditch
or
to get to the house.
Stop at the party and partake. I take it that the street design that they're presenting, you know, meets our requirements.
Shane, the street design as proposed is fine, right? There's no issues with that?
According to Public Works, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know that we want to, you know, design roads on the fly here.
Well, on just for, and I've said this before recently to the commission, we're in the process. We have an intern that's working on looking at ordinances. That's one of the ordinances he's looking at right now. And in the near future, we should have possibly some criteria that you can look at other agencies or other counties in the immediate area or municipalities that you can see what we do versus what other people do.
And that is precisely what needs to happen because once there is an ordinance, there is predictability.
Yes, so. Once the ordinance says it'll be this way, then that's where it has to be.
That's the way it'll be. So.
Or else they have to apply for a variance and a requirement or a waiver from the commission
in that
process.
There's always that.
Which we
there's always a way out. But, Mr. Burton, this is in your vast area of responsibility. Are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I'm glad that I know now that my development doesn't have sidewalks, so I don't have to walk. So I'm fitting into that. I'm working out okay.
Well, you either have to walk or and you have to walk in the street. But, of course, our vice chairman feels that that's absolutely we should even have a path for that. So
is the
I'm a sidewalker, I guess. I don't know.
I'm inclined to vote for approval of this deletion. Are we deleting the sidewalk and the tot lot, or just condition 3?
Well, they're requesting both.
I think we have to address the request. They're requesting both, and you know, if it was shown on the plan, there's certainly some expectation that it was going to be built. So we need to act on that as
but
well.
As it relates to the tot lot and gazebo. That is an area set aside for open space. They're not asking that to be a residential lot. The open space will still be there. If the residents in the future decide to build a tot lot and a gazebo, then the residents would do it.
It could be their option.
And if they decide to make it a residential lot, they're going to have to come back before the commission and public hearing to change it to a different use so they don't get any more lots out of it. Right. Still open space.
In fact, that type of note on the drawing would probably save a little time if it just was noted as...
Proposed future,
you know.
Well, I have another question, Mr. Chairman. Is this application still a cluster subdivision? Since we're half acre lots?
Gentlemen, are we a cluster?
If they're half acre lots, it should be, it's actually a cluster subdivision with the DENREC approval of the half acre lots.
That's what, it's half acre lots.
It's not a 7,500, it can't be any less than one half acre. Yeah, the DENREC approval for the septic and a half acre cluster type environment. It's not a cluster 7,500 square foot.
Right, but it's still considered a cluster subdivision.
Yep.
And as part of a cluster subdivision, there has to be some presentation of superiority and design to, for it to qualify as a cluster?
I was thinking that applied to the 7,500 square foot clusters, but maybe not. Tell me, is it?
It still applies. It's a cluster arrangement. You have two methods of cluster. You have a 7,500 square foot lots or greater, and then you have the half acre with DENREC approval of the septic.
Right.
Basically allows you to have a half acre lot instead of three quarter.
Right.
But it's still a subdivision. Either way, it's still a subdivision.
It's still subject to superiority of design.
Yeah, it would have to be. That you're allowing them to go to half acre rather than three quarter.
Right. So then, Mr. Chairman, my question would be, if we pull out the limited amenities that they originally had, and we pull out the sidewalk, what makes it different than any other? I don't see the superiority in the design. But that's my feeling.
The applicant's present. If you would like to give them the opportunity to tell us, I can invite them up.
Well, they're welcome to come up if they want, but I don't know what they're going to show me at Superior.
Well,
but
they'll know till,
welcome
we
to.
We'll never know until they get
That's
here.
That's right.
So, gentlemen, if you give us your names, and then I think you know what the issue is here. Mr. Johnson and the commission would like to know what qualifies us now as a superior design.
That much I can't answer, but I can tell you what we have.
Need your name first.
Donald Keith Monagle. I'm one of the developers.
Thank you.
Mark Davidson with Panini Associates.
Okay.
The picnic area tot lot is underway, mostly completed. There is a 0.7-mile walking path that needs more wood chips put on the path itself, but we have 1,500 yards of wood chips to dispersed through it. We won't need quite that many. So while maybe our request is to remove both of those items, we only really need the sidewalks removed. That's all I have.
I think the confusion that was on the plan, we did show the tot lot, and we showed a pavilion on the final subdivision plat that was approved and recorded. I think what was happening was during the final inspection, and Mr. Lankin, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think what he was being held, Mr. Monagle thought he was being held to the size that we showed on the plan for the tot lot, and it was probably about a half acre in size, but it's the entire open space is what it's a symbol that we use on our plans when we go and put a tot, show you guys a tot lot on the plan. So there was really no size to it, but Mr. Monagle thought he was held to some great big size of a tot lot, you know, with all the amenities that go within a tot lot, the stereotypical swing sets and playground, the whole nine yards. So what I tried to do is just take that off the final subdivision plan. It was never the intent to remove a recreational area, and he's doing that right now. It's under construction. He's putting out picnic tables and building the tot lot, and that might have been misunderstood in the letter that was submitted with the request to remove the sidewalks on one side. So he is building all that. He's building the tot lot. The only thing that he did not want to build at this time was the pavilion, so we took that off as well. So all the other things that he's doing, like you said, there's walking paths through the woods. He's getting most of that is built right now, and he's just got some finishing touches to do on that, as well as the tot lot that's out there.
So if I understood you right, it's not the intent to do away with the small tot lot area. It's part of the open space parcel.
That's correct.
Correct.
And your only real request is to have trails rather than sidewalks. Mulch right. trails rather than cement sidewalks.
Well, that's correct. The sidewalks, and I did state that, and Mr. Johnson's correct. There is some design considerations that we have to work with, and then we're going to work on those with the county engineering department about possibly widening paving in the future and maybe just striping some kind of a walking path along the side. That is one alternative, but that's not an option. The roads are built now. The swales are built. He did build part of the sidewalk coming in off the entrance. It dead ends. If you go out there and you look, where we have to put the sidewalk now, and again, that's not anybody's problem. That was a design flaw, not a flaw, but it's a design consideration. But we have to back that sidewalk up now into the lot because after meeting with Dell Electric Co-op about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they want 10 feet from the top of the bank back. Then they want a 5-foot offset from that easement to be able to place the light poles, which are going in, all the transformers, and then the electrical line. So when you're after meeting those requirements in another 5 feet, you're probably 22 to 24 feet inside the lot, just because the way the grading had to go with the back slope of that swale, and you can't put the sidewalk inside the swale. So it was just the point of this was just trying to remove the sidewalk aspect from the plans. Expect, you know, and again, it was stated that it's a 41 lot subdivision with half acre lots, so it's.
And so it left us with two things we could do, and I don't have forgotten which one of you said it, but either the sidewalk is so close to the house that the sidewalker is waving as you're dressing, or the sidewalk is down at the edge of the swale like this. So those that's where we stand with that. As it is, we're on one side of the street. It's not a very big development, but it's sort of a double U or an M looking development. And there's plenty of there's 0.7 miles of walking path that's built and great, I might add. I wouldn't have thought so, but I built it and it's great.
And I believe all the lots do back up to open space. So
they do.
There's no lots that back up to each other, so there is open space at the rears of all the lots. So the walking paths are walking.
So we don't have any houses that are backed up to each other.
No, that's correct.
Touching. Everybody's got open space.
That's correct. Yes.
The request is no pavilion, no sidewalk.
Yes.
Okay.
We're removing the pavilion off the final subdivision plat, so that is a request. Since it was on the final subdivision plat and it was recorded, and then yes, the condition.
A lot, picnic area, everything that's shown on the.
Stays.
On
the stays. Stays. It's all staying. That is correct.
And it's there.
Did a walking trail show up on the plan? When you say went through the woods?
I don't think they show. I think it was how he was able to put it through the woods himself.
So and not take any trees down.
I could, and that's correct, not take any trees down. So he just did some undercutting, and it's a very defined walking path. And
yeah, I don't see how that would be a problem. I
mean, that was just a question if they show up on site plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I could place a note on the plan that there is a walking path through the woods, or
I mean,
that it all be maintained by the homeowners association.
That is correct. Yes,
it's all in the open space.
Can I ask a simplistic
design
question?
You may ask a simplistic design question.
If the sidewalk was on one side of the road and now it can't be built because of the co-op, what's wrong with the other side of the street?
The same thing.
What happens is the transformers are going on both sides. Although the line may just run down one side of the road, they do go up underneath the road and they place a transformer. So on both sides of the road, they want a 10-foot easement from the top of the bank. Typically, it's a 10-foot easement from the right-of-way line, but because the right-of-way is inside the slope, they want it from the top of the bank. So you've got the right-of-way line, then you're going to have about 6 to 7 feet to the top of the slope of the swale because of the way the lot had to grade back in order to have positive drainage off the lot. So then you're going to have 10 feet on both sides for this easement for Dell Electric Co-op. And then they want, and if they put a transformer over there, then they want a 5-foot offset from that. So again, you're back into the lots on both sides. We looked at it. I mean, trust me. We looked at that.
Water road?
Well,
not this
time. It's something.
Everybody wants a damn floor to work off of.
Mr. Chairman, I'm inclined to make a motion
that
it be so the deletion of approval three being the sidewalks and the gazebo only.
Okay. That's what I understood the request to be.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC Bay Landing subdivision with the deletion of the sidewalks and the gazebo only.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the amended conditions of deleting the sidewalk and the gazebo for subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC Bay Landing subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes 3-1. Mr. Lank, if you would please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. All right.